what is empathy? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students, who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about empathy. I understand how others feel. Empathy is one of those things that can be easy to understand, but difficult to implement. Some students have a very easy time figuring out how someone's feeling. Other students do not. And so when we're here in the studio, we're working on developing those skills. We talk about being a good partner, which means that you are going to be watching what your other partner's doing, taking a look and seeing if they're having fun. Is their face smiling? That kind of thing. So that the kids start to develop this sense of paying attention and awareness that other people's feelings are valid and are happening, so that we're not looking inward, but we're looking outward. We're looking more selflessly, if you will. And so as we're talking about empathy, we're talking about the validity of someone's feelings. We're talking about understanding how they feel. We're talking about taking a walk in someone else's shoes, basically meaning that you're thinking and getting a sense of how they're reacting to something and why that is. And we talk about things like, let's make a prediction, right? So kids are really good at guessing how someone's going to feel if you give them a situation like, hey, there's a new kid in school. How do you think he feels right now? What could you do to make it better? That kind of thing. So as we're dealing with this with our younger students, it's getting them to pay attention to the big picture. What is your partner doing? How do you think they'd be feeling? What's going on there? Then when you get into, you know, your junior high and high school age, those kids are really good at understanding how someone's feeling. Sometimes they might not care how somebody else is feeling. Sometimes they're really into whatever action it is that they're taking. I'm thinking of my own teenager coming in a little bit late. What does it matter, Mom? I was having fun. Take into account that you made your mother worry. Think about how she would feel sitting here waiting for you to come home. So it's getting them to recognize that taking into account somebody else's feelings is not a bad thing. And it's actually quite helpful for you in terms of late teenagers arriving home. And then as adults, you know, we're really good at recognizing things. We're really good at understanding how people are feeling. Some of us would rather avoid conflict than to see those feelings come out. Some of us would rather be very assertive and it's fine, I can handle anybody's feelings, it's all good. And so when we're talking about empathy, we're talking about from the standpoint of like the teenager who comes in late or the adult who's like, it's fine. Showing that respect for somebody else's feelings, showing that understanding that how somebody else feels actually does matter and it is taking place and it does impact not just them, but you and the whole world around you. So having that empathy thing, it's a respectful thing. It's a kindness thing. It's an awareness thing. It's a looking outward to the greater good of the world around you, because we want to make sure that we approach people with an understanding of how they're feeling and how our actions impact that kind of thing. So as we go through this month, we are actually going to talk about how our words impact how people feel, our actions impact how people feel. We're going to talk about how we can make things better and that kind of thing, because everybody's feelings are valid. And when we approach something from an empathetic standpoint, we're really working on trying to understand how they feel. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.